Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome everybody to the first episode of Rehabilitation Creation. And today I'm here with Kim from Grants Pass, Oregon. I'm Dean Val from Huntington Beach, and we're going to be interviewing the host of Rehabilitation Creation, Todd Cush, who's over there in Ontario, Canada. And I'd just like to start the show by reading something by Duane, a great writer, and he's the founder of the New Presentation Foundation. It's a nonprofit environmental educational organization, and we're helping people wake up to what's going on around here. And so I'll read this little text here that he wrote, and I'll give a brief introduction to Todd, who'll be, by the way, taking the show from now on, but we're just going to introduce him here for this first episode. So I'll just give a brief bio of Todd, and then maybe Tim can start asking him some questions and drilling him and seeing what, how he's come about finding us here and about his life and so on. So Duane writes here, "Every day is a real challenge to survive and be alive here. It is so easy to make a choice that takes us away from what we are here to do. When people have very limited experience and knowledge, they sometimes tend to do things they would not ordinarily do. And this is where some form of rehabilitation comes in. There are many types of rehabilitation, from simple and subtle to very extreme. Unknown to most people, we each decided to come here to become more aware and self-sufficient. The bigger picture of creation is like a huge rehabilitation to get through until a real recognition with the whole of life can be achieved. Too many, this seems a bit far out and unreachable, but this can be done. And so, this is what we are sharing for everyone. Learn to free yourself from all restrictions." And this is why Todd is here, to help us free ourselves from all restrictions. And from my understanding, he'll be interviewing special guests, maybe even prisoners and people incarcerated, and interesting characters, because this is his line of work. That Todd's been around. He's been a security officer in the resorts in Vegas. He's been a volunteer firefighter in Ontario. And currently, he's a special constable with the Ontario Provincial Police up there in Canada. So welcome, Todd. And I'll give it over to Tim. And yes, and Tim, maybe you have some questions for Todd.
All right, sure. I mentioned first that the way I see this world at the present is, it's pretty much everyone almost on it needs what the word rehabilitation means, is. Because like Duane was mentioning, what you were reading, we're not aware of why we're here. And so we're influenced by so many things that aren't really important for our survival. I'll ask you, Todd, is there a main thing that you help rehabilitate the people you're involved with in the prison incarceration situation? That seems to be what's most important that you're able to offer.
Well,
in my line of work, Tim, and thanks for the nice words, Val. I'll send you the check for the...
Thank you. Thank you. I'll give you the address after the show.
Yeah. Fair enough. As far as rehabilitation, I'm not directly involved so much with the programs. My job is more getting prisoners from the jails and police stations and institutions to court and vice versa, back from court, back into the jail systems. The amount of programs that are out available for offenders is, you know, varies from place to place, and depending on what your sentence is and which, if you're in a federal system or provincial system or, you know, and again, what you've done and how long you're going to be incarcerated, there's different forms of rehabilitation, excuse me, anywhere from schooling to counseling, different programs like that.
Do you think that there'd be an opportunity to present the new presentation in any way to the prison system?
That's a good question. I could certainly talk to somebody. However, again, because there's so much politics involved, you have to go up the chain of command and make sure all the politicians or whoever's running the system is okay with, you know, the presentation. I don't think there would be too much of an issue, but I can certainly check with my contacts, you know, that I do know in the system and see what they say.
Yeah.
I can't promise anything.
Yeah. Another thing is, do the inmates, do they have any access to this modern technology, the computers or the cell phones or tablets, so that they could see things about the wonderful worldwide educators and the projects and the other things?
And again, I'm more familiar with the provincial system, not federal. Provincial, I do not believe, other than going for schooling, if they're out for courses and that, I don't believe there's any access to any information technology, unless they're taking a course or something to that effect.
Yeah. And do you have any idea who we would talk to see if that things could change if they were offered an education like the Nations United Universal University stuff being offered to them?
I could see. I can ask a few people and see if they can direct me in the right direction. And again, I think it's a good idea. However, I'm sure the systems in stateside and overseas are pretty much the same. Everything has to be subjected to this approval and that approval and blah, 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 blah. I can certainly run it by a few people and see what kind of a reaction I get from that. You know,
yeah,
if I do, I can certainly, you know.
Sure. Right. Val's tried
certainly.
To, Val's had experience trying to, even in the colleges, the universities here that, to have anything to do with the new presentation seems to be like the authoritarians are not wanting to listen, that their instructions are to not pay attention and not really have anything to do with it, but maybe things will change if the right words are said or the right people.
Yeah.
Are.
And again, like you're saying, it's all whoever's running the show has the final say. Yes, we'll allow it, or no, we won't, or we'll look into it further, and then 6 months later, you still haven't heard nothing. So you just don't know.
Yeah.
Now, do they have any kind of counseling or priests come in or any kind of therapies that are available for the prisoners?
There is several different programs that I believe. I'm not sure if the priest actually comes in, but I know there is access for spiritual counseling and the Bibles and all that kind of stuff in the system. I believe they have church masses in the like once a week or whatever. I don't know if it's weekly or daily or how that operates.
You know, it would be interesting to investigate this because we're not, as you know, we're not spiritual or religious, or even we don't even call ourselves therapists, but we're just very real what's going on. It would be interesting to see their response, how this would possibly assist the prisoners. They have a lot of time on their hands, I imagine, you know, so they could daydream and dream and use their imaginations a lot. So what we're offering is something they could really utilize in their position. And I know when I was in this other corporation, it was a spiritual path. We were trying to gain access to provide basically, well, in this case, it was like comfort, you know, wisdom, kind of the spiritual angle. And I think we got a little bit, a little headway in some of the county jails. We got in there to be able to present what we were offering. But this is quite different because we're not, again, we're not a category. So it would be interesting how they would take it or not.
Well, and even to explain it to somebody, it's kind of hard to explain it. You know, if you're going up in front of the people who are in charge of running the place and how you're going to present what we're presenting to them.
So, now you know how brain feel.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he's got the whole world to present this to, so what is he going to do? How's he going to do it? And the real guys just were like, okay, Dwayne, what are you going to do? Because they didn't particularly, you know, it was all up to him. So it's in the same way. It's like our baby, you know, wherever we're positioned in the world and whatever jobs we have and skills, you know, we can utilize those to be creative and clever and see how we can present this. And we're not trying to convince anybody anything, but we have something special and unique to offer.
Yeah, here it is, and investigate it if you wish.
Well, it's real interesting.
It is. Yes, it is.
How this comparison of rehabilitation, when we speak of people that are incarcerated right now in the prisons, and which seems to be an awful lot of people on the planet. And when we talk about reincarnation and experiences, how we've probably all gone through these experiences in previous lives too, of being incarcerated and being in prisons. And then we get to this right now, that here we are on this human farming prison planet, and this stuff about being able to get to know our five psychic bodies and escape this psych realm stuff after we've learned our lessons, which I guess is rehabilitation. How similar this is for like the inmates who get out after whatever their time has had to be served. And that's like in the astral hell, too, it sounds like. People that have to go there, maybe like Hitler's and others, for a certain amount of time. And then they're given the opportunity again. It would seem like while we're incarcerated here on this human farming prison planet, without the education, the guidance and education when it's offered and accepted, that we're just going to end up right back the same place all over again? And how is it without the real guides that we'd ever get out of this?
Well, I agree 100% with you there. It seems like the amount of people that are incarcerated, some take advice and kind of straighten out a little bit, or however you want to put that. And a good majority of them get out and are back in the system, a very short time later. And it's just a continuous cycle of in and out, in and out, in and out. And I imagine that's a lot like what we do is, we've been on this planet before and don't learn our lessons and we're back again. And it's the same old routine right over and over again.
That's why it's so important. Yeah, go ahead, Val.
But Todd, do you think that there's some kind of security in them being in prison? I mean, they get fed and they have a place to sleep and, they don't have the freedom, but with the psychology of that is, have you noticed anything like that?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Especially up in the wintertime here, there's certain people, make sure they get arrested several times so they're in the system for the winter time. It can be a very brutal winter up here, and you get in your square meals and it's warm and you're out in 6 months and it's springtime. So the people that do only know prison, they start at a young age and in the system and that's all they seem to know. And that's where the system really does fail people.
That seems just like us on this human farming prison planet.
Exactly.
That's all we know until we get this real guidance and real education that only comes around so often from real guides. How important it is what we're having this opportunity to help present to this particular planet and how we find a way to share.
Well, I'm kind of curious, Todd, can you give us like a short snippet of your life from where you were born and when and your family and jobs and again, and how you found Duane, sort of like go through it.
Yeah, sure.
Fast forward. Yeah. Because that's kind of interesting for the listeners. I'm sure when you get on as a host and you'll have a background.
So I was born in Windsor, Ontario, which is a border city of Detroit, Michigan. That would be back in 1966. Grew up in Windsor. Father was a factory worker. Mother would stay home. Moved out to a smaller town just outside of the city. Average kid, the sports and school and all that kind of stuff. I worked for Chrysler Corporation in the factory for, close to 15 years. Married to my wife, who's a nurse. Have one daughter who's just turned 16, so driver's license stuff and all that kind of good stuff going on now. We spent close to 10 years in Las Vegas, where I worked in a couple of casinos in the security field of that. And then we ended up back in Ontario working for the OPP, the Ontario Provincial Police, for close to 8 years now. And Duane asked me, I think, the same thing, how I found him. And I'm not sure really how I found him. I think he found me more than I found him. And I was doing the started with the church thing, and you know, you just know there's something else going on. So you look in the church, and then that just didn't make any sense to me at all. And then you look into there's a fellow by the name of Sadhguru, and a lot of his teachings or whatever you want to put that, very interesting, made a heck of a lot of sense. But again, it was almost like a stepping stone that you just knew there was something else further. And just investigating things on YouTube and reading and going down that rabbit hole, somehow I found, I think Kelsey was the first video I watched, and you know, bingo bang, and holy, this makes a heck of a lot of sense. And just started looking to further from there. And yeah, David Icke was another one. I did a lot of reading on him. It's funny, you start talking about some of the stuff you've learned with reptilians or different beings and all this, and you talk to people at work, and it's funny the comments and the weird looks you get from people. So after that, pretty much just keep, there's still a heck of a lot of investigating going on, looking at different things, YouTube. Just listen to these different Skypes, and Christian sounds like he's had a pretty good go with different things going on with him. And I forget the fellow's name. Is it Bill? He was talking
Edward
there,
or
a couple weeks.
Maybe Edward, maybe, or Zolt?
Bill.
Ed.
There's Ed too, and then Bill. I forget Bill's last name. He's he was talking about Q and all that kind of stuff quite a bit a couple weeks back.
Yes, he's an older gentleman too.
So yeah, he sounds like he'd be a pretty interesting fellow to talk to for a while. But the other
go ahead.
Say that again.
I was just wondering if your wife and daughter have any interest at all in the new presentation stuff you've been paying attention to?
My wife is following it, nowhere near as much as I am, I don't think. With a 16-year-old, I'll let your imagination think of some of the comments I get from her. She thinks Dad's right off a rocker, but you know, that's okay too. She's 16, so right now the only thing that's really important is school and looking for a job and all that kind of stuff for the summer.
Do you talk to your wife about dreams?
You know, it's funny. I think I've talked to Val, and actually I was talking to Dwayne, when was it, 2 weeks ago or whatever, because I was having quite a hard time with all this, even the dreams. I don't have that many dreams, you know. It's one of those things that I guess I'm still waiting for it. And again, I you know, I don't know if I'm doing something wrong or, you know, I guess I'm just waiting for that holy crap moment.
Did you ever have a dream that was real impressive that you remembered and it was important to you?
I have had a few. I've written them down. I don't know what I did with my book. I've written down things. But there have been a few. I don't have them like on a regular basis. But, you know, now and again, you'll get those, well, that makes a lot of sense, or doesn't make any sense at all. You get those every once in a while. You get those super vivid dreams.
Go ahead. You're on the line.
I'm just curious about if you notice intuition in your wife or yourself at times.
I think my intuition's up a lot. You do notice things and certainly question a lot of crap that's going on on this planet. You even look at these oil tankers being, Iran's blaming the States is blaming Iran, and different stories are coming out and you're just wondering what the real story is and who's trying to start a war and why, and well, we all know why, but who's actually behind all this nonsense. And not just the media's explanation for it.
It seems like the Vatican can't get enough of creating wars on Earth. That's just part of what they do.
Well, yeah, and then you start looking at, what was that church that burnt down? Notre Dame, and the different things that was going on in there. And, you know, there's just so much more baloney below the storyline that we're getting from the media. This is ridiculous. And these are the kind of things you really start to question.
And I think we talked once about that. I'm also a one that doesn't have a lot of real side experiences. I do, but I don't recall them. And I asked Dwayne this once, and he said, I told him about this, and he said, you're fine. And he just kind of waved me away. It's like, you're just fine. Don't worry about it. And, some of the things I've gotten intuitively is, once he said, sometimes you can see through the planes, we have different life levels. You have the physical, astral, causal, mental, and etheric. And sometimes you can just see through all these. You don't have to experience each level, but you can see through to the isness and get that recognition that you're after anyway from the experience. So maybe that's an aspect of it where you don't need the experiences. I remember this one experience. This is maybe 10 years ago, but it was so vivid. It was one of these ones where you're right there, and you're in the scene and you know it. And I was so excited. You know, I said, I can't wait to get back and tell my son. Well, Dwayne, in the meantime, he said, my son probably figuratively, it was my personal self. Couldn't wait to go back to tell my personal self or to relate it to my personal self. But I was so, jubilant, and I made it, I was there, and then I came back, and one of those kind of dreams. And then I was talking to Zolt, our new friend, and recently he had a dream like that too, where he was in a spaceship, and he was just so happy that it bumped him back into the physical. He was just overwhelmingly too. He was laughing, and then he woke up physically laughing too. So what I thought maybe was that, we have to learn how to handle the experiences on the real side, and it takes a little bit of a foundation and kind of getting used to it before maybe they let you be experienced in that way, and then you can handle it better. It maybe takes a while. I mean, I'm in no hurry, but go ahead.
I think you were talking about patience there not too long ago. And that's definitely not one of my finer qualities, is having a lot of patience.
Well, it is an aspect here that, if we consider that we're in the now, we already are there, If we're singing the new you, we're there. It's just that patience in terms of recognizing that we're there and getting through ourselves. So have you done any, you've done the new you, I imagine. Have you any experiences from that?
I think I have, but I think you and I are quite a lot alike. I don't remember a heck of a lot of them, if any, for that matter. And I try to do the new you every night before bed and then driving into work or whatever. But I know I've had experiences. I just have a heck of a time remembering them.
Then what would you say the turning point was? When you saw saw Kelsey's YouTube and videos. Was there like a turning point or a moment where you just you got it? And what happened? Or was it gradual?
I think it's more of a gradual thing. You know, I forget the very first one I watched from Kelsey, but you started reading Dwayne's books, read the first one, and then 2 and 6. And again, once you start getting into it, and then you looking at different things and listening to a lot of the podcasts online and stuff like that, I can't say there was one of those defining moments that just, holy crap, this is, you know, this is for me. Is this more of a gradual process, and it's still ongoing? I don't think anybody's ever done learning here.
No, for me, I sang the new you that once I got it that evening, and in the morning I woke up and it was subtle but very definite shift, you could say, or recognition. And it was nothing like I'd ever really experienced before, but it was subtle. You know, you think it wasn't one of these dramatic light and sound and, you know, the heavens opened up, but it was, in a way, it was the recognition of this subtle shift that caught my attention. And it was so real that I just wanted more. I wanted to see more of what was going on with it.
Well, yeah, very much. Yeah. And everything, you start looking at things a heck of a lot different. I don't even know how to explain it. Everything that's going on, you wonder what the actual truth is, and you start to look at things and actually figure out the truth of everything that's going on around you. And like Tim was saying with the church, you know, I'm not here to bash the church or anything, but I certainly had my eyes opened up a lot to some of the nonsense that's gone on there, and the pedophilia and the control and the whole nine yards with the church.
Were you Catholic or any kind of?
Yeah.
What were your denomination? Catholic.
Yeah,
okay.
I was raised Roman Catholic, and I was in church probably, you know, the weekly thing for probably into my high school years, and then kind of fell away from that. And then probably about 2 years ago, I was looking back into it and starting going back and a whole bit. And it just, well, I gave it a good shot, and it just made no sense to me at all. The whole Bible thing, when one's saying they're, you know, we're going to flood the earth if you're bad, and the other one's saying, no matter what you do, we love you. So it just didn't make any bloody sense to me at all.
Well, reading David Icke, you get a lot, and then you piece that together what we're doing, and it just starts to make the puzzle pieces come together. I mean, they're always coming together, but you see more and more, and it's just really fascinating how your awareness can just expand more and more. It just gets more so, and there's no limit. It's unlimited, and it's just lose the restrictions. Yes.
And as crazy as it all sounds when you first start looking into it, you look at the abuse even David Icke took when he started his presentations, and as screwy as, you know, reptilians around the earth and there's control mechanisms and we're all under this matrix, and as cockeyed as it sounds, once you start, like you say, putting those pieces together and looking a lot more deeper and putting two and two together, that makes a hell of a lot more sense than what the governments are trying to sell us.
Yes, go ahead, Tim.
I was just thinking about when you asked Todd about how he heard about the new presentation, and I was thinking about it myself, and it was very similar on this modern technology to see some stuff about that. I think it was Kelsey and you or somebody had posted on the technology, and then real similar, it was something that seemed to like the real guides were presenting it, and maybe we would call it our intuition was taking over, even if not our mental, our brain, so much as there was something there from all the experiences we've gone through and all the different religions and things that we've experienced. Something was there for those that the real guides know are ready to have the opportunity to present it to. It's like they rub your face in it when they know you're ready, and then it's up to you to pay attention or not. And I think they pretty well know what's going to happen. So if anybody else new out there is listening, this isn't to convince you of anything or anything. It's just to find out for yourself this new presentation on the wonderful Worldwide Educators. You can look stuff up and see if it's, if your intuition or something tells you to dig in and see what it's all about and find out for yourself. As this opportunity is seemingly only here for a certain amount of time, but of course we all have foreverness, so maybe it's your time. Maybe we're just plain lucky if we get to know about the new presentation and what we're going to do, what our purpose is. What if we become involved with these what are they called, like the All Solar Research Vessel projects and things that you can do with this life, helping to present the guidance and the education about what's real and get to know about all these things we don't know until we find out with some real guidance and a real education that's being offered.
A lot of this is creating value for yourself. I've noticed this being in the new presentation for since 2015, let's say, end of 2014, I came in November and then really started with it in 2015. But I've noticed that it's, you create value for yourself. That's in a way you move yourself along that way in your awareness and with life itself, because life will notice that and utilize whatever skills or aptitude you have to help it help others to wake up. So it's just like any business here, anybody, an employee, you know, they're looked at in a certain way to see what they can offer for the company. Well, in a way it's like this, but our intent is a lot different than the regular businesses here, the military industrial corporations and organizations. So we have a true intent, and it's everything for everybody. But creating value is, you might note that if you have something to offer or something you love to do, develop it and somehow utilize it to in a creative way to, in your own way, to help support the projects. I mean, there's so much you could do. Each person in art, music, engineering anything. In this case, is rehabilitation, some kind of form of rehabilitation, creative way to maybe, you know, those incarcerated or, you know, in general, because everybody, like we're talking about, everybody's here is basically incarcerating themselves through their agreement to their own restrictions. So helping people wake up in a way it's unique to you. And this is one way to look at this, because it is in the contribution that you wake up. You can sing the new you, you can read the books, but it's the contributions. And I know Tim, I watch Tim too, as he, every night he reads at 7, he reads one of Dwayne's books consistently, and I'm sure he's noticed, you know, how much more aware he's become through that, just by the consistency of doing that and sharing something, you know, just the reading, simple reading of a book for half an hour. And anybody can do anything. We used to go out and do, and we still do, we do like psychic fairs and healing fairs, UFO conferences. We go out and hand out flyers, and we're basically coming from the point of view and from the environment, you know, what's something that people can relate to and understand. We're not bombarding them with you know, the isness right away, because that's pretty hard to grasp. But what's happening with the planet here? Start with that, and see if they can have some kind of recognition with what's going on there, and then go from there. But anything you can do to create value, then the life will use you, and you'll see how it works. There's a process where it works, and you can support life, and it supports you, and it's a wonderful opportunity.
And we're kind of, well, we're very lucky now, in our modern day and age, with all the things you can get on YouTube, the books, different videos, podcasts, and there's, you know, the research is never ending if you really want to look into it.
As Val was just saying about things we can do, it's, in a way, it's like this real guidance and real education is like through Dwayne, Ava on Earth right now, and they're like a torch or a flame. And if somehow we're touched by them, we get lit up too, and that light is spread out just by being, by what we're becoming aware of and sharing, is spreading the light.
And Todd, you have a great opportunity there for assisting others, because they're in a position where, you know, it gets very real with what's happening physically and otherwise, emotionally. So we're also very real. We're not into the foo-foo stuff like society. So these people are, they recognize, if you're coming from a real place, they'll recognize it and pay attention. I mean, if they choose to. So you have a great opportunity there.
I was just thinking that, are you able to have one of the physical books by Dwayne with Rebazar's picture on the book cover, that maybe you could just have in your vehicle when you transport, and all they have to do actually is see Rebazar's picture, and if that's the real guides are guiding them, it's almost like a beginning, that if they're wondering about what that's about.
They're not going to see anything in the vehicle, but I'm thinking just on that idea, maybe even if I can get a book and put it into the library in the jail.
Exactly.
That sounds like an opportunity.
Yeah, we can send you some books. If you just maybe Skype your address to me later, we can send you some books for that purpose for free.
Yeah. And there's a lot of, don't forget, I'm when I'm dealing with an inmate and that, I'm wearing the police uniform and the whole bit. So I'm kind of on the bad guy side, us against them type thing. So it takes a while to get to, and again, you deal with the same people over and over and over again. You get to know a few of them fairly good. So it takes a while, but you get to develop, I wouldn't say a friendship, but a working relationship that they, some of them trust you. And I've had a few good conversations with a lot of people, and you know, you try to help them out the best you can if they want the help. And that's what it comes down to. You can do all the research and everything you want. And if you don't want to know about it, you're just pretty much wasting your time.
And this
seems to be
how it is. To introduce them to the, you know, to paying attention to their dreams and just mentioning a new you.
Yep.
Very simple. You know, it's not religious or anything, just like a technique like anybody would say, oh, just chant Om, you know, for peace of mind or something. Just sing new you and watch your dreams. Just very simple and walk away in a sense.
Yeah, you know, it is. I find it very relaxing, personally. Just before I go to get ready for a bed and do that for 10 or 15 minutes, and it usually puts me right to sleep.
That seems to be. Oh, go ahead.
Well, just to finish off, this could be something in a way inside too. The system, a dream. Some kind of a dream workshop or class, and this is very acceptable to society. Basically, it's non-denominational. It's not, it's just a, people dream, and it's a form of release, or you know, in its own way, a therapy. Although you wouldn't necessarily call it that, but it's just a way to discover yourself, or you could phrase it a certain way so it sounds good to them, but. Could have, like, say, a workshop, even just like a 2-hour workshop or something, and just leave it, you know, or ongoing class, whatever works.
Yeah, I'll talk to somebody definitely about getting at least get the books in there, and then leave a contact number or email address or something, and people can, if they want to look into it further. More than welcome to. I think Zolt brought up a very good. Was it Zolt yesterday talking about, or yeah, last night?
Yeah.
Talking
yes.
About, what did he say? To bring yourself back to, how did you phrase that? You say something towards the fact, how are you looking at things? And it brings you back to the moment. He said something to that effect, and I was trying it last night, and it really did make sense. I don't know if you remember him talking about that.
Well, who's looking at this?
Okay.
Go back
yeah,
and
yeah,
see
that's
who,
how I said. Who's looking at this?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And even
behind the personal stuff.
Exactly. So you're looking to yourself a little deeper and trying to look at things through your own self to see what's going on.
Well, Tim, do you have any last questions or comments? Because we're going to be signing off here. It's been about an hour, and we're going to have this show on every with the first and third Sundays at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and Todd will be hosting it, and we'll be on too, to in the background somewhere. But
in case it gets stuck.
Oh yeah, we'll be here to pick it up.
Yeah, that's great. I was just thinking how a person incarcerated has time, and if the opportunity, if the real guides are presenting the book or books or something, that they're wondering, some of them are probably wondering, you know, why life has been this way to them, and that they're being locked up, and just having the opportunity with a book available, if the real guides are presenting it through someone, because they know that that person has an opportunity to pay attention and can also have a big effect by sharing it with others, that the changes be showing in a person's life. So I'm very thankful for the new you song and the guidance and education I'm getting right now, even if it's just first steps in my life at this time, and hopefully be able to find ways to help present this to the world, help Duane's projects, and letting people know what life's all about. It was good talking with you and Todd and Val again. I guess I better go. It's time for me to just about start reading one of Duane's books again in a few minutes.
Okay. Well, if you have time, we can sing the new you, and we can all sing it individually, and then you can take off, and we'll see you. Thanks, Tim.
Yeah, great.
Would you like to start?
Go ahead and start, okay. Val.
Okay. New you.
Todd?
Tim? Todd?
New.
New you. And anybody listening can try it out for themselves and see what life shows you. See ya.
Thanks, Tim. And thank you, Todd, for coming on. I enjoyed it. And I'll see you in a couple weeks on Rehabilitation Creation Episode 2.
Thanks very much, Val. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
See ya.
Good night.
See ya.
Bye.